A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
And we would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing the ongoing voter registration and those from the diaspora who managed to visit Zimbabwe during the holidays and register to vote for the upcoming elections.
We are also discussing the case in which Chief Justice Luke Malaba will tomorrow, 18th January, preside over the hearing of an application challenging some provisions of the Electoral Act, which prevents Zimbabwean citizens living outside the country from participating in the country's electoral process.
Three Zimbabweans, namely Gabriel Shumba, Sibonile Mfumisi, who are based in South Africa, and Darlington Nyambia, who's living and working in the United Kingdom, through their lawyers from Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the Southern African Litigation Center, filed the application for direct access to the Constitutional Court on the 20th of October 2017, seeking an order compelling the respondents, who include the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, among other respondents, to facilitate the amendment of the Electoral Act and put appropriate measures so as to enable Zimbabweans living and working abroad to participate in the country's electoral process.
To join in our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba lingali tshona njani kumagumbi amane omhlaba lapho elingali khona siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Liyazi ke lamhlanje lilanga esixoxa lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lwalabo abagade besekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi abanelisileyo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi kuthiwa bakhona abanye abavela endaweni ezikhatshana ezifana lakhona pha kwele Melika, labanye abavela endaweni ezinjengakobo Bhilitane, siyazi of course le South Africa bagcwele kakhulu abasuke khonale eSouth Africa besiyabhalisela ukuthi bayavota. Siyakhangela njalo lodaba olo mthethandaba kusasa. Chief Justice Luke Malaba uzabe ehlaziya udaba lokubana izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe zivunyelwe na ukuthi zivote zisemazweni ezihlala khona. Yiko ke sile ndaba zombili zonezi, Mr. Wande.
Chris, nyaya yokuvota kwezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika inyaya yangagara iripo kwenguva yakareba chose, asi hurumende yakanga iripo yava Robert Mugabe yakabva pachigaro isati yagadzirisa nyaya iyi. Nazvino nyaya yacho ichiri mumatare iri kutaurwa nezvayo, nokuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda zvokuti kutorerwa kodzero yavo yokuvhota hazvisisiri zvinhu zvinofanira kuramba zvichigamuchirwa izvozvo. Saka nhasi tiri kuda kumbotaura nenyaya iyi takamirira zvichatongwa naChief Justice Luke Malaba mangwana nenyaya iyi, nokuti pane vakaenda kucourt zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosanganisira lawyer Gabriel Shumba, Sionile Mfumisi na Darlington Nyambia, vachitaura nenyaya yokuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine kodzero yokukwanisawo kuvhota kunyange vasiri munyika. Saka ndiyo nyaya toda kuti titaure nayo nhasi tione kuti pfungwa dzedu sevanhu veZimbabwe dzakamira papi.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba lilakho ukuthi listinte ecingweni inombolo zethu 0 plus 1 202-465-0318. Ye, leo ke inombolo elinelisa ukuthi listinte la ku WhatsApp kumbe li texte lisipha inombolo zenu lathi siyalifonela bese sixoxa emoyeni. Ye, njengokutsho ke kuka Mnumzana Wande lapho engilaye lamhlanje usibona nje ukubana kusasa kukhanya hayi lilanga elikhulu kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala phandle kwamanye amazwe, ngoba kusasa yikho sizezwa khona impumela yodaba lolu osolesikhathi eside lokhu lusemthethwani ndaba. Sizwe uhulumende sithi hayi imali ayikho yokuthi kwenziwe ukhetho abantu bevote bephandle kwelizwe, lezinye izizathu ezinjalo. Kodwa ke sike sezwa phambilini ukubana hayi imali akumelanga kube ludubo, ngoba zikhona inhlanganiso ezifana labo United Nations ezithi zona ziyenelisa ukuphathisa ilizwe leZimbabwe. Kodwa lona imaphathi intambo bathi hayi lokho asikufuni, thina sifuna ukuthi sizenzele sodwa. Yiko ke esikukhangeleleyo kusasa ukuthi kuyohamba njani.
Nyaya yokuthi mari ayisikuwanikwa yokuita zvekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvikwanise kuvhota, hatingaigamushire nyaya iyoyo. Ndoona sekuti zvingati asokuti nese, nekuti kana hurumende ichiti hatingapi vanhu kodzero dzayo nekuti hapana mari, panodowa nechimwe chinhu chinenge chakanganisika ipapo.
Yebo, Mnumzana Wande. Sesi lo wakala, we have our first guest on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, Mr. Dewama Vinga, human rights lawyer. Tomorrow is a big day for those living in the diaspora. I mean, if we are going to look at what is perhaps going to happen in the courts, the case in which three Zimbabweans are trying to make the government facilitate the voting process for those living outside the country. What's your take, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, indeed, it is a big day, because the Zimbabwe Constitution of 2013 is a provision that should clearly be interpreted to provide for the diaspora vote. And Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is taking this huge case, which has got a number of complexities, in the sense that just 2 days back in Namibia, President Mnangagwa indicated that the government had no capacity or no financial resources to implement and fulfill the requirements of the diaspora vote. But it is for the law to be spelled out clearly, and for this right of Zimbabwean citizens outside of Zimbabwe to be able to exercise to vote. And it should be possible to organize it, if it is granted, so that through the embassies in different countries, such a vote can be facilitated. But that is the challenge, that it is clear that the attitude of the government is not only to oppose the court application for the diaspora vote, but also to say that in any event there are no resources. This is why we are looking forward to a pronouncement by the Constitutional Court.
Mr. Mavinga, let's suppose Justice Malava rules against the Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What implications do you see from a legal point of view if this should be the case?
Well, that would severely undermine, you know, the integrity of the 2018 elections, and also take back, you know, in terms of, because if you openly and purposefully interpret the 2013 Constitution, the diaspora vote should be allowed. But having said that, the reality is that not every country provides for or allows for the diaspora vote. So it means, therefore, that there is a lot more work that needs to be done to continue to push for it. So what would be important, at least in principle, would be for the court to agree that the diaspora vote is a right and is guaranteed in the Constitution. The second step of administrative challenges is something else. You know, it's a technicality. they can say, yes, Zimbabweans in the diaspora have a right, but we are unable to fulfill that right. That is something else, because then you can then approach the international community to ask for the necessary resources. You will be aware that there are groups like the United Nations Development Fund under the UNDP. They can facilitate that kind of process and ensure that it is with integrity. So we must separate the issues. Let's have the security of the rights and the law explained and guaranteed, and then the technicalities. If the government of Zimbabwe says, yes, we want to grant the right to vote for the diaspora, but we have no resources, I can assure you that there will be people or institutions internationally that could come forward to provide the resources. Remember, if you look at the 2013 Constitution of Zimbabwe, the government of Zimbabwe did not have the resources to consult and to undertake that process, but it was the international community that came forward through the UN in Zimbabwe to provide the necessary resources and technical expertise. So it can be done. It is possible.
Mr. Mavinga, just for clarity sake, the Constitution of Zimbabwe itself does not specifically state that the Zimbabweans in the diaspora cannot vote. What does it say specifically on that issue? Is it a money issue, or there is a law that bars diasporians from voting? Can you give us a distinction?
Specifically, the 2013 Constitution potentially provides for the right of Zimbabweans in the diaspora to vote. But the question that is there, Mr. Watt, is interpretation. So this is why it has been necessary to approach the court. Because one, there is need to openly interpret the Constitution to say it has that kind of right. And number two, the laws in Zimbabwe have not been aligned to the 2013 Constitution. So what the lawyers are doing under the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is to challenge specific sections of the Electoral Act that prevent the fulfillment of the diaspora vote to be implemented. So the Electoral Act is not fully aligned to the 2013 Constitution that provides potentially for the right to vote for Zimbabwe in the diaspora. So there is need for a proper interpretation and for an alignment of the Electoral Act to remove those sections that prevent currently the right of Zimbabweans in the diaspora to vote. Because it is only those that are in the employ of the government. So, for example, employees at embassies outside the country are only those that can vote from outside the country, and not anyone else. Mm. So there is need to amend the Electoral Act to fully provide for everyone who is a citizen and eligible to vote to do so from outside the country.
Okay. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? We are going to take a quick commercial break.
My friend, things are tight out here.
Chiyuntar, asi mapepe azikubatika.
If I get a chick, how will I even maintain her needs, mate?
Ko zvinombonetsa here kutenga zvemadola dola aripo ayaka.
Chauko serious, uchimei tatanga apisha mkuru mumu elizu peta so. No spa, no futi velinto zakona zungse igeze zimu.
Imika, makato sara, tirikuto gazirisa zuti shitaura so.
But how, mate? Njani jeri.
Urumende edu rikutipa mkana wakanaka. Wekutiti gaze wachinoda nekufuota.
How?
Che kutanga, maka register remi mafezi.
Haa, yes register angatina. Vene kuchuno njani?
Kwa wane inonzi biometric voter registration.
Is this the same BVR that we keep hearing about on TV and on radio?
Eka, zomlofanda kuita manji. Takura zitupa zenyune proof of resident motobaya kwa wari kuitira voter registration yacho. Mnenge macho pina madara.
Chegi manje tinesingela proof of residence gie?
Iko kukuma PVR centers, kuna anonzi ma VR9 forms. Affidavit of residence. You just fill in the forms. And the ex officio will certify them for you as Commissioner of Oaths.
Thanks, mate. Let me go pick up my sister and dash there right away. Tutu, are you joining me?
Yes, I am. Antusi sokolo no musha vala.
Ah, mate. Don't even try that move.
Ah, popo madara.
That is a voter registration awareness commercial coming with. They gave us, Mr. Wande, that of course came from the National Youth Development Trust.
A very beautiful thing indeed. Very nice.
Yes. Salom laleli lapha u-Africa bekimpilo moyo ose South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yebo, injani bobaba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Injani impilo?
Hayi, impilo siyancena kodwa.
Ye, ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Likhuluma ngodaba olukhulu oluqakatheke kakhulu lana esibhala silulindele. Emthethweni weZimbabwe, uconstitution yeZimbabwe, ma uthi uyakhangela, kulalapha ebhalwe khona ukuthi every Zimbabwean citizen has got the right to free and fair regular elections for any elective public office or established terms of this constitution. So, kodwa-ke mase kusiza emthethweni weZimbabwe sekusize entweni zokuvota. Badala leyo nto vele thina nje njengabantu esiku-ground level esingaphandi kakhulu thina esingaphandi sibonakala njengabantu esingasuka mhlambe sikhethe umuntu omunye ozayeveza imfihlo yalaba abantu abasesitulweni okakhefu. So thina singabantu esingapha singakujabulela, kodwa ngilinde kakhulu njengoba kuthiwa kumbe ujustice e-High Court kusasa uza kithi sinqumo ukuthi siyavumele ukuthi sivote. Kodwa ngokuningi bethu, ngoba sikhona ngokuningi singaphandle, America, Botswana, South Africa, kuphi lakuphi, angiboni isifeva yilo kuzeni isinqumo sikajaji kusasa.
Ngani ositsho njalo?
Baba, lingathi liyakhangela emazweni yase-Afrika kakhulu ma kukhulunywa ngedemokrasi isuka ikhulunywa ephepheni, kodwa ma isikhulunywa ekwenzeni ukuthi umuntu akhangelele ukuthi abe le sifiso sakhe, ngoba phela kutsho ukuthi kona ukukhululeka kwakhe okusemhlizweni yakhe okusemoyeni wakhe akubonise ngokujabula, akwenzakali. Thina singaphandle, ma uphuma nje usukela eSouth Africa usiya eZimbabwe, ukhangeleka njengomuntu okuthiwa wena ngumthengisi. Ikakhulu ma ungumuntu nje ongaphandle. Lani badale liyazi ukuthi abanye abakhona ngapho, lani likhona ngapho nje. So asukuthi liyamukeleka kahle. Lilesi sifiso lani linje likhona ngapho. Ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kusasa, kuthiwa hayi, oGibbs, osibani bani bonke abavunyelwe ukuthi bavote, ngithemba ukuthi lingavota. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi lingaphandle kwelizwe libonakala njengabantu okuthiwa liyagenest uhulumeni, kodwa sokuba against uhulumeni yikudinga ukuthi etafuleni kube lo lutho oluphathekayo. Angeke wahlala ubukela abantu besidla wena ule mndeni ule muni, akungeke kulunge badala lokho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa sibi, usibongile kakhulu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga badala bami.
Okay, ube lobusuku obuhle.
Yami zakatawara zine zvinonjuka zvikuru nokuti chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chimwe nechimwe chine kodzero yokuvhota. Saka hurumende kuda pamwe inofanira kuita basa rakati wande kumeka shuwa kuti zvinhu zvakadai zvinoitika. Nokuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakaita sokuti wandise.
Yeah, that's true. So you have a caller there, right?
Yeah, tine umwe parunare Paul Shara vanobva kuGoke. Makadini kuvashara?
Tinofara makadiko studio 7.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu, tiri nani chaizvo. Muri kutinzwa here?
Tiri kukunzwa zvakanaka chaizvo.
Naika. Mukoda kuti batsirana mashoko okuti kudii nhasi panyaya yatiri kutaurai.
Mashoko andida kukubatsira ndeyekuti madiasporas anofanira kunge achivhota vari kunze kwavari ikokoko. Asi kana tichitarisa nekumira kwakaita upfumi weZimbabwe zvechokwadi, inini ndinogara kuSouth Africa. Ndakauya paholiday panapa ndichiona kumira kwakaita zvinhu kunoku. Handimboona kunge hurumende yedu ichizokwanisa kunge ichizoti vanhu vange vachizorejestwa kuout. Avo vane mukana kunge vachiya kuzorejesta kuno kuZimbabwe zvechokwadi vanofanira kunge vachivhota kuti tiise unyanya huripo. Nekuti zve takadaro takangomirira kuti na hurumende inoenda kukoti yotaurwa kunzezvo yaiti madiasporas anofanira kunge achivhota, vanongoti hatina mari ende hakuna munhu anokwanisa kunge anoziva kuti apa ndinodyiwa oti ipapo ndofamba nepo. Anototora dzimwe nzira dzokuti dziiae adzivirire kuti akwanise kunge achiona mavhoti acho. Tichitarisire kuti hurumende yedu pari zvine irejese vanhu kuautika isina ani stata.
Vakwanisa
kuuya muno ngavarejese.
Ko kana vamwe vakati pashoko ramataura iroro, vamwe vakati hurumende inowana mari yokuti uyushe mota yake tsva, uyushe mota yake tsva, asi havasi kuda kuita chimwe chinhu chokubatsira maZimbabwenzi kuti vakwanise kuvhota. Iko zvinoizvi handini makaona kuti kwakabva vanhu vakawanda zvikuru kuSouth Africa vachienda kumba kunoregista, kuvhota. Ehe, zvinamuona kuti kuratidzawo hakusi kuratidzawo shungu nechidongo here, kana hurumende ichiisa mari kutengera vanhu motikari, asi zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichidawo kuitawo zvokuvhota zvichishaya mukana? Mungati chiiko vanhu vanenge vachitaura vachidaro?
Ndizvo zvatiri kutaura izvozvizvi makataura savamunangarwa vachitanga kuti apinda pachigaro chavo mazuva ekutanga payapaya pavatati aiwa madhisha achavatengera motikari nekuti hurumende haina mari, asi vakaita U-turn nekukurumidza. Vaita U-turn nokurumidza payapaya paizvozvi pavakaita musangano kugweri kwekwako vakati madhisha akutengerwa motikari, nekuti ndiyo nzira yavakaona kuti ndiyo vacharamba vachiri vati pachigaro nayo. Hakuna kuchinja kwezvinzi mugadha akaenda kuti vamunangarwa vavepo, kucharaka pane udzvanyiriri uihwoyo. Saka zviri kwatiri isusu kuona kuti taregista here tirwise iyi nyanya. Hatitombofa takatarisira kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ichaenda kuSouth Africa ndoregista about 3 million vanhu vari muSouth Africa kuti vavhote. Ndozvo vanotoziva kuti out of 3 million 2 million inoenda kuopposition ende ZANUPF inenge ichidonha. Saka isusu tatoona kutoti taita nenzira dzipi dzekuona kuti tase tivhote, tinotofanira kutoregista muno ngatizamei. Zvekuti tisina chitendera kukozi tiko vamalava mangwana vanogona kuteura iti vanofanira kuregistiwa but hurumende ngori hatina ende vanogona kutsvaga dzimwe dzirimwe nzira dzokuti dzokudzivirira vanhu vacho. Makada kutarisa izvezvi hurumende yavamunangarwa pari zvino izvi yazadza mauto masekretari maministries maministers kuya kuyako kuratidza ivo vanhu vari kupinda vangade kuramba kuti vangabve pabasa pa6 months dziri kutevera. Hazvikwanisiri kuitika izvozvo. Tinauya tatarisa logikari chaiyo iyo, vanhu vanoda kutokamawo nyange vanoda vane utsotsi hwavo vachine kuita vari kudzivirira utsotsi hwavo. Makatarisa izvozvizvi vanhu vari kusunga vaive G40 vayavo ivovo vakanga vari kwamunangarwa kune masoti atotoziva tisingaida kutaura nemazita vakawandisa chaizvo vanoziva kuti vatobavata vachisungwa. Saka izvozvizvo hazvikwanisike kunge zvichiitika kuti tingarejesti kweko. Ngative tirejeste kunoku tivhote tozopinda munzira zvakanaka tiyose, kwete kutozokuchema kuti aiwa tadyiwa tadyiwa. Aiwa izvozvizvi vakata zvezvezvi vatotanga kutokambena nokupa chikafu vachinzwira nemasiti twati tovavhota kuti upwe chikafu chisoti chatotanga ichocho. Hazvinambosiyana nekuzvana mudhadi izvi.
Tiri kuzvinzwa chaizvo. Munozinzwa Mr. Gandhi kuti nyaya iyi inobata zvakawanda wanda, saka tichiri pakati kunyange Justice Mbalava vakavuyavo vakataura zvavanotaura, asi pachaita problem kuda nenyaya dzemari dziri kutaura idzo.
Thank you.
Mazvita chaizvo vashana, tinofara nezvemashoko enyaya maita, tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay, before we go to our guest, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, the human rights lawyer, who is our special guest tonight, let's take another quick commercial break.
My name is Fosiso Mafu.
My name is Carlos Virindi.
Lamek Mafu.
You vote as a register?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
I registered in Laws Care.
I'm going to go to the government to tell them to vote for something.
One job.
Katesi siyezi katesi, pasenzi luto katesi.
Deni gula mama yuta sebenza hai, parote ayim sebenza hai sebenza hai. Kaisi ya bai hambile skolo, kaisi ya bai kechai. Akale ngafuna ukuthi improve like elizwe lethu economy.
Kube ama-sponsor ezokhangela i-talent ngoba lapho eZimbabwe kule talent eliningi. Uma youth wonke ni-advice engizawanika yona ukuthi njani. Behambe bonke beye-register cause lawo bewazibone njani. Funa i-change e-country yethu. Funa umuntu ongakwanisa ukulungisa izinto.
There's only one way to complain indlela le njani engaba yiyo e transparent and that is voting and lokho kuqalisa ngokuthi si register so I encourage other youth to go register so that we vote senze ukuthi sizwakale
abanaleleyo amna abajoji guys let's go register to vote
ukuvota ayikutshintsha
everything that you want bona kids
register to vote register to vote register to vote it's simple it's fun it's easy.
Thanks once again to the National Youth Development Trust for that commercial. Now back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, one of the callers there seems to suggest that because of time limitations, if in the case that Chief Justice Malava gives a ruling in favor of diasporas casting their votes in the diaspora, there might not be enough time. What do you think?
No, the idea is that rights should be guaranteed. And if the court rules in favor, then it would be upon the government of Zimbabwe and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to make provisions administratively to facilitate for that vote. And it's not entirely true that there would be no time because it is very easy to have registration processes because Zimbabwe has got a good number of embassies across the globe, especially in countries where there are many Zimbabweans in the diaspora. So, for example, South Africa, the UK, the US, Botswana, Zambia, Australia. What could easily be done is to say, what are the requirements for registration, and then they set up the Bivera centers at the embassies or consulates. So at the embassy in Pretoria in South Africa, for example, the consulate in Johannesburg and another consulate in Cape Town. And Zimbabweans who wish to will quickly flock there and do the process. It is a biometric voter registration process, which is in fact underway in Zimbabwe. So it is only a matter of coordinating with embassies to ensure it happens, and with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission leading the process. It is fairly easy to accomplish, I would say.
Mm. Why, Mr. Mavinga, why is it taking so long to align the Constitution or the laws with the Constitution? We are talking about the Constitution from 2013. Why is it not being aligned, or why hasn't it been aligned up to this point?
I think one of the things is absolute lack of political will, that the leadership in government is not entirely prioritizing these issues. So if you look even at the issues of resources, priorities are to areas where the government thinks it gains political mileage. So, for example, buying luxury vehicles for chiefs seems to be the priority because of the political mileage that comes with it, and not providing for voter registration processes. And if you look particularly on the issue of the diaspora vote, remember previously the government had opposed another application which was in terms of the old constitution. And it appears that perhaps there is a sense that those Zimbabweans who left Zimbabwe to go and live in the diaspora, that the bulk of them, if they are not working for embassies, may be people who are not happy with the government of the day and therefore chose to move away, and therefore are unlikely to vote for the government, and therefore there is no incentive to provide for that kind of vote. So there are a number of challenges that are there, and an absolute lack of political will that is driving the lethargy with which there is no movement in terms of aligning the constitution to all the existing laws that are there, and or repealing or amending those laws to make sure that they are all constitutional now.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. We have another guest, Mr. Arnold Ndabuko, who's a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Welcome to the show.
Yebo ngiyabonga baba linja.
Siyaphila kunjani South Africa namhlanje?
Hayi namhlanje ngani kuyashisa kodwa hayi akufani nemalangeni.
Ah okay. Ya wena ungomunye wabaya ekhaya baya register ungasitshela ukuthi kwahamba njani?
Yebo mpela hayi sa register registration hayi asibonanga inkinga kakhulu sinethemba ukuthi ku registration yethu sizathi mhlazana siyovota amagama ethu azobe khona.
Akuthathanga isikhathi eside yini uvota la ubhalisa lapho esasizwa abanye bekhala ngakho?
Lutho lapho engabhalisa khona yebo babekhona abantu bebaningi kodwa akuthathanga isikhathi eside kangaka.
Amaphepheni lapha-ke akuhluphanga, sizawuthiwa i-proof of residence lokunye okunjalo kungani kuyahlupha?
Yebo khona kwahlupha kodwa hayi baphangisa nje basilungisela masinya kulokho kwangani akubakutholi kahle.
Aha, so wena nxa usiyabhalisa khonapho vele South Africa, baningi yini obaziyo abavelayo khona ngapho eSouth Africa besiyabhalisa?
Ngasendaweni yangakithi, hayi babengekho baningi kangako, kodwa bona babekhona, bebalwa nje, mhlawumbe mangabala nje enganginabo nje mina, babengafika lapho kuma-15.
Kuma-15, okay. Nxa manje ukhangele wena ngokubona kwakho, ubona ungani uzenelisa yini ukuthi uyevota ngoba sizwa abanye abahlala endaweni ezikhatshana besithi babhalisile yebo kodwa ukuthi bebuyele ukuyavota kuzahlupha, wena ubona njani?
Ngakwelami isayidi ngilesifiso ngilethemba njalo ukuthi ngizayenelisa ukuthi ngiyele ekhaya ngiyovota ngivotele uhulumeni engimthandayo, uhulumeni engimthemba ukuthi uzoyenza ushintsho elizweni lakini.
Le ngqondo sukhona sukwazi vele ukuthi uzavotela ubani?
Yebo, hayi ivoti lami vele ngihleli nginalo nje luna ngethemba lami ngomuzwa wami ongitshelayo ukuthi angivotele uphi uhulumeni.
Hayi kulungile, asoze sikubuze ukuthi uvotele uzavotela ubani.
Hayi kulungile.
Bathi ngesilungu yovota is your secret.
Yebo injalo sivilitusi.
Hayi ungabambe ecingweni.
Siyabonga.
Okay. Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga.
Hello, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah, so we have one of our guests there is one of those people who traveled all the way from South Africa to go and register, and he says he's very adamant that when the time comes to go and cast his ballot, he'll be right there. Now, from what you have heard or seen, are there many people who did the same from South Africa?
Yes, there is a fairly good number of very strong politically conscious Zimbabweans who have gone back to register to vote and who intend to go and vote when the time comes. But the challenge is this, that it is very expensive, it is time-consuming, because when you are going to travel to Zimbabwe from South Africa, it's about 2 days of travel just to get to Zimbabwe. And then thereafter, you have to spend time there and money. So it is not ideal. It is, a strategy that political activists are taking. But what we want is to have, to make it easy for every Zimbabwean citizen to be able to exercise their right to vote from where they are, even when they are abroad or outside the country. So this is the purpose of this challenge, that it's important for the government to facilitate. So, for example, if it was possible and the government had said it was going to provide transport for all, let's say if you're just looking for South Africa or Botswana or those Zimbabwean laborers, provide transport for people to travel back and register, then that could be something, but not for individuals to dig deep into their pockets and try and resource and fund to exercise their rights. It's very difficult and it's not ideal.
Okay, thank you so much. Please stay on the line. We have another caller, Silompa Ngazitha, ose Botswana. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo baba.
Yebo, kunjani eBotswana lamhlanje? Hayi siyaphila.
Hayi, ngiyachisa.
Ngiyachisa izulu alikho.
Hayi, akuna zulu kuphela.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Hayi, ngiyazi ihlelo le. Lokuza lokurejista kwabantu. Yebo, sena sinemthayela ukuthi ukuthi imbodo phela. Esikukhangeleyo angithi yikuthi kathi kunokukhetho bani ezayenza ukuthi ukhetho ngokukhululeka. Into lesisimala abatshana phezu kwaphuma ubhedi mkhaya. Kwanze nizobhedi mkhaba unumber 12. Lokhu imithetho naleyomile babe yena yakusasela leyo. Uzayikhulula na ngoba nxa kabheke ukuthi ubaba lo ezimisele ukuthi kube nokukhululeka. Siphuma kuDisemba kathesi wonke umuntu ukhefu esekhaya. Ungani kade bengakhululanga abantu labana abazekele emazweni konke barejisti. Kulapho ngazibuza khona ukuthi kuvele kulomunye umuntu empinyane emgelimbane okukhona lapho kucatshisiweyo kukhekho. Kangeke akhulule lutho lwalumuntu.
Kodwa wena wayabhalisa yini?
Hayi, mina vele imihlanganiso yayoyingena eziko zokhetho kodwa ngikhangele nje okwenzakala kwa ebantwini ukuthi kambi sisuka ngaphi. Yikho saleli ilizwe thina bakamthabazekele kaselutho. Akathe kuzanywa nje ukuthi kungani thatha ingqondo zamaNdebele zingene ngathi kuthiwa lento ezasimela. Akubantu ezasimela ngoba ngabe sidivotekile 7 years ithi asiqoda kuleli lizwe. Asikanto esayitholayo emathebeleni ngemva kwezithi ingqo zethu. Libe lisidrosela ehlelweni yenu, ngadrosela ehlelweni lokukhetho sini. Kodwa liyize ngeze emntwini kamthakazi omntwana wesiNdebele olengqondo. Ongala ngqondo yini ubona ngani kulo muntu. Kodwa olengqondo ojiyisa ingqondo yakucala ngesesibini. Ngibona ngani liyise leyo ngithi ukhetho.
Hayi, siyayizwa ngibona yakho.
Ngibona kule nto yasimelayo. Ngibe ngisegwanda ngakhangela ngezwa ubuhlungu ukuthi ngathi ngivele empini. Ngathi engashiya kuyikho khona. Ngisho empini ngaze ngaphenduka saleli ilizwe saze saphenduka. Yikho kuyikho khona. Ngazibuza ukuthi imoto yegwanda kambe iyangaphi? Iyangaphi? Idliwa ngobani? Kusukisela ngo 1893 uLobhemule kuphuma kuze kube lapha idliwa ngobani imoto yegwanda? Yonke imineral ikhona egwanda. Kodwa asila ngitshontsho le damu unyenyene elavalwayo. Kodwa lokhu lisidonsela kulokhuzeni kukhetho. Kukhethwa bani kanti? Ngibuhlungu njalo bengingesikhalazo. Ngibona ngani nxa kule nhlelo ezingandlihle thina esilabe abantu bepolitics kalifuni kusikhetha. Ngabona ngisuke ngo-October usuku zonke ngakulalela ngestudio 7 oko ngehlula nje lala ngiloto. Kodwa nganxa ngaze ngiqale ukuthi ngicela ukungena kuhlelo nxa kule lapho kuyabe sifuze sikhulume ngcono khona kalisibhoke. Angazi ukuthi ikhetha kanjani. Ikhetha bana babayestu I'm washing you. Umuntu lanakala nkulumo ukuthi amwashi yiwe ethi studio sethu. Kala nkulumo kodwa nxa sifisa ukungena sikhulume kala isikhethe. Ngicela please. Nasi lisithi kona lisinike inamba yenu la lisikhethe sikhulume. Ngoba yithi esifike le politics le kathana. Sifike la kathana umgabelo yangakabuzi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ukuthi nje isinyi isikhathi incingo ziyagcwala kakhulu singenelisi ukufinyelela wonke
umuntu. Mina awuze ngithi ngifike ngo-October every day ngiyalalela ngibhale ngithi ngicela ukungena kuhlelo ngiyamangala namhla kukhona ingene after four months. Ukuthi kanti yikho sengila kumeseji yami ngithe kona kanti kukhethwa kanjani?
Hayi.
Kanjani nxa sicela ukungena lingafikeli.
Hayi, siyaxolisa nje, hayi asikhethi nje.
Ngiyabonga baba, kodwa siyafisa ukuthi suku zonke sibe khona nxa kulezikhathi lisingenise lathi kuze sikhulume ngoba ilizwe lelana livele lifike lathi salilela lokuthi kuvela. Kiyazi ukuthi zonke kutsho ukuthi unyana bonke siyabazi wonke ukujele laphana akulalutho liyabulusisembethiswa ngengubo yanyanyana nje ukuthi nxa uyisithuthi ungene ukuthi namhlanje sokulungisa kodwa kulalutho kulibaziswa abantu bakithi ukuthi isikhathi sihara.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mpangazitha. Hayi, sibongile
kakhulu. Abantu sikuyakhetha, hayi, bakhululekile sibili. Akulungise. Ngoba ukuthi kuyalungisa uMalala kafaka ngeke sithombe lapha. Kakulungise kusasa. Abantu bakithi bonke kade bemazweni lapha. Bahambe bekhetha nxa ukuthi bafuna ukuyakhetha, bayebhalisa abakhethi.
Hayi, uzwakele.
Ukuthi bengakhethi vele. Ngoba bengakhetha abantu abangaphandle belizwe. Nxa ukuthi vele abavunyelwe ukukhetha. Kungcono phela abantu ngoba yibo phela abaphethilizwe lapha. Kade sizongalalitho ngitsho imali yonke umthe ayingenile ivelele phandle kwelizwe. Uma usobuthaka abavoti kuvela. Kuzolo kuthini ukuthi ngabayaziwa ukuthi abavumelani nokuphatha zenye zithombe khona fanele lizwe. Kufunakala isithombe ngoba isithombe hawu number 1. Abantu abaphandle kwelizwe ngenxa yokuthi balengqondo abavunyelwa ukuvota. Kodwa konke okungena elizweni imali yonke engena elizweni basebenzengezela besakhanya i-toll gate ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi imali enengizelela abantu bethu. Labo bantu abavunyelwa ukuvota encane.
Hayi, sikuzwile baba Mpangazitha, sibongile kakhulu, sizahlala sikuthinta.
Ngiyabonga lami, ngiyabonga lami kakhulu. Ucelo lami lo lokuthi sicela ngiqa kule mishelo ezinengi ezikhuluma ngombangazi welizwe lentana elalona yithi ngomunye waleli lizwe. Sicela lisingenise.
Hayi, siza kungenisa. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Okay.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Sibongile. On that note, let's take another quick break, Mr. Wande.
Yeah.
Chibaba, kuri seko kusoroka finyama kumeso chi.
Ah, my friend, things are tight out here.
Chi undara, asi mapepazi kubatika.
If I get a chick, how will I even maintain her needs, mate?
Ko, zino mboneta ere, kutenga zema dola, aripo ayaka.
Chao ko siria, suchi mei tata ngapisha nkuru mumueli zupeta so. No spa, no futi velinto zako nazungse igeze zimu.
Imika, makato sara, tirikuto kaziri sazu, tishitaura so.
But how, mate? Njani jegi.
Hurumende eduri kutipa mkana wakanaka. Wekuti tikaze wachinoda nekufuota.
How?
Che kutanga, maka registere imi mafesi.
Haa, yes registere angatina. Vene kuchuno njani?
Kwa wane inonzi biometric voter registration.
Is this the same BVR that we keep hearing about on TV and on radio?
Eka, so mnafanda kuita manji. Takurezi tupazenyu ne proof of resident moto baya kwa wari kuitira voter registration yaji. Mnenge mato pina madara.
Jegi manje tinesingela proof of residence ki?
Iko kukuma PVR centers, kuna anonzi ma VR9 forms. Affidavit of residence. You just fill in the forms. And the Zeko official will certify them for you as Commissioner of Oaths.
Thanks, mate. Let me go pick up my sister and dash there right away. Tutu, are you joining me?
Yes, I am. Anto si sokolo no musha vala.
Ah, mate. Don't even try that move.
Ah, popo madara.
Thanks again there to the National Youth Development Trust for that commercial. Mr. Wande, I hear you have a listener.
Yeah, tine wangu wariparu nare kusunezu. Warukufuna warukumarondela. Makadi niko, tirikuta wana nani?
Muruta nawakufanya.
Nani?
Nakufanya.
Aha. Muruta kutibasira wane nasi. Nenya ya tina yomdariro ya. Manzwa mashoko enyu masvika pakutaura izvi sei
nekuti leaders atingetina ozvakaita nama kuvaya mabatsava kubva muna 1988 havana kuita zvakanaka zvekuti ukada kuti unyatsotarisisa history yavo kwavakabva unoona kuti
Hai, tino manzwa mashoko enyu, tino tenda zvikuru na mashoko enyu, Mr. Gandhi.
Nga, minda taura kuzi nechindevere.
Ye, unga kuluma ba? ucingo lakho ukuthi aluzwakali kahle kodwa ungakhuluma nje.
Sorry, ukuthi ama-leaders lawa ama-political party kumele abe ne-traceable record eyokuthi sithele ukuthi wazalelwaphi, wakhula njani, i-behavior yakhe injani, kuhamba njalo njalo, siyibale emaphepheni, sithetha ukuthi ubesimkhali ongasikhokhela kamnandi ukuphi.
Hayi sikuzwile sibongile kakhulu. Hayi sibongile kakhulu, ingqondo enhle kakhulu le.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yebo sibongile kakhulu. Well, that's quite, you know, an interesting thing. Of course, his line is not too good. But, you know, what he's talking about, it's just like having those presidential debates here. He's saying people really need to know who they are voting for, the background of that person. Of course, through a debate, you cannot know much, but at least you have an idea of who that person is. So, Mr. Mavinga, what do you make of such sentiments that, you know, the political situation in Zimbabwe is you just have a leader, you don't know much about that leader's background, especially in the sense that what are they going to deliver to the people?
Well, that is a big challenge. And if you look closely at the extremely polarized politics of Zimbabwe, to be quite honest, votes are not largely on the basis of ideas. And therefore, this is why even manifestos are not popular or widely talked about. Because votes are either on the basis of just personalities without the content of what they can offer, or the use of violence, which is widespread. We saw that in 2008. Or a combination of violence, fear, and inducement, which therefore is to buy, you know, key members of the electorate. So, for example, one way of looking at these luxury vehicles, the chiefs, could be a way of getting them on site in an unconstitutional way, because chiefs should not be partisan at all, should not support any one political party. So, but that's the tragedy of Zimbabwe. We need to move away from those kinds of politics to a politics that says, what does the political manifesto say? What is there to be offered? What are the political ideas? How does one propose to improve the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans as the primary indicator for votes?
We hear you. What I have noticed from listening to the callers we have heard so far, we cannot deny the emotion, you know, that is carried by these people. You can see that they really want to participate, they care, and they want to have a say in what is happening in the country. So I think that kind of dedication should be rewarded in some way. However, one of our callers said that we should not underestimate the issue of money as far as the government is concerned, because the caller said that the problem of money is real and there is nothing that the government can do without the money, and that the government does not have any money. How can we put these things together for a positive outcome? Because some things must happen, they have to happen, and yet there are some, you know, issues like money that we are talking about. How can we put all these things together for a positive outcome, in your view?
I think, Mr. Wan, what's important to clarify is that the primary problem is not necessarily money, but the allocation of money, the issue of priorities, and the idea of saying, what will it take to deliver on a credible election? Is it in the best interest of political parties? And this is where the problem is, because it seems to me that perhaps some might believe that opening up the space would undermine their chances of winning an election. So it's not a question of saying there is no money, because certainly we see that in some areas money is being slashed. For example, the luxury vehicles for the chiefs, that's a huge chunk of money that could have been used differently or otherwise. So it's about allocating resources properly, ensuring that there is, you know, the rooting out of corruption in a way that captures the resources properly and they are used in the right way. At the moment, there is a lot of corruption and money is being siphoned. State coffers are being looted with no clear way of stopping that. So there is need, again, to look at all those things and say, what is the best way, the optimal way of using the available resources for the advantage of all Zimbabweans? This should be the mindset and approach.
Moramba muri parunare vamavinga tichadzoka kwamuri Chris. Nyaya iyi ine zvinhu zvakati wande zvinopindana zvipindana kuti ibudirire. Tatanga tataura nenyaya kuti kuda pamwe time yacho ingaita shoma. Pane nyaya yekuti mari, pane nyaya yekuti political will, kuti vanoda here vatongi vari muzvinzvimbo iko zvinezvi, vanoda here kuona zvinhu zvakaita sezvi zvichiitika. Saka all these things zvofanira kuitwa pamwe chete zvigosangana kudai kuti zvibudirire.
And
ndinoona sokuti kuda pachine mutambo muhombe uri mberi kwedu.
Okay. No, when we come back to Mr. Mavinga, we'll ask him about something related to that. But wakateswa kuti sizwe umnumzana Ndabuko ukona. Yeah, Ms. Numzana Ndabuko, siyabona kubana lapha abantu abaningi bakhuluma ngokuthi ukuya register lokuya vota ikuchitha isikhathi ngoba ukhetho luhlala lukhanya impumelelo yakho ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Ukubona njani wena, akukudelisi na inhliziyo yakho?
Yebo, khona kuyaba nawo umthelela ukuthi abantu silashe ithemba, kodwa ithemba singalilasha kuthiwa kulahlwa mbele kungakufela. Khona lokho kuye kuyenzeka kulo mnyaka ophelileyo ukuthi siyaphela usibuyisele lona lelo thimba elincane ukuthi mhlawumbe izinto kungenzeka zishintshe, kungayenzeki ngale ndlela bekwenza khona kule minyaka edlulile.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu umnumzana Ndabuko. Nxa ukukhona lapho engxenye obufuna ukuya khona, hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuba lathi kuhlele.
Hello?
Ye, ngithi nxa kukhona lapho ofuna ukuya khona, hayi, sibongile kakhulu ngokuba lathi kuhlele.
Okay, hayi, kodwa ngisaselana kula lapho engiya khona, ngihlalele nje ngimamele uhlelo.
Okay, ungabamba khona la.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Okay, silo munye umlaleli uMbongeni Sithole ose South Africa, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Wo walinjani?
Lisiyaphila linjani?
Ah, siyaphila nathi la.
Yeah, akusitshele ngodaba lolo silalo lamhlanje.
Hayi, daba lokuvota lolu le baye. Idaba lokhulu ngempela, mara izinjima kakhulu manje bantwini. Kunzima abantu bona abaningi-ningi, kodwa ngihambile nami ekhaya ngo-December laphana, ngafika ngazama lami ukubhalisa, hayi, kodwa kwabe nzima kakhulu ngoba mina ngingathi zami bezingekho right ma ngithi ngiyafika ngiye-chase laphana zama ukuthi ngithathe izincwadi, hayi, wakhanya ukuthi bathi ngize ngeza kwe-3 months sezozama ukuthi ngiphindele njalo ngezibanda futhi nge-April lethi ngizefika makukabele bengibhalisa ngizefika mbhalisa. Bathi abantu abaningi engathi ngikhuluma nabo bonke nje ontanga laba abasakhulayo, hayi, iningi labhalisa mpela esigabeni sakithi elinge laphana bonke nje ngokuningi babhalisa. Bathi abanye ngatheki ma ukuthi sikhuluma nabo ukuthi manje madoda sambe nini siyobhalisa, sekunalolu daba lokuthi uthwangirayo ungathi uyaphuma kukhethu. Manje abaningi-ningi bathi manje kuyukuthi kuyabhalisa ukhethu kuzovotelwa bani ukuthwangirayo nangabe sigula sesithini yaphuma kukhethu. Yiyo enye into abantu ingathi igugule sebedesele emuva kakhulu, abasazi ukuthi kubhekwe kuphi kuyiwa phambili, uyabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Sibongile kakhulu umnumzana Nkala. Umnumzana Mbongeni.
Mbongeni.
Sibongile kakhulu Mbongeni. Okay. Mr. Wande, we have another caller, Sipho Nkala in Botswana. Siyakwamukela Sipho Nkala.
Yebo, linjani kanti?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eBotswana?
Hey, ukuchisa kuphela.
Hey bantu. Ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Mina ngilosizi ngamabandla aphikisayo.
Mm.
Bayi 100 kodwa aphikisana lo muntu oyedwa. Kunjani ukuthi bebambane bebonke bekwanisa ukuthi bengakwanisa ukuwina?
Mm. Hayi, ngumbuzo oqotho lo.
Eh, baphikisana nomuntu oyedwa kodwa abantu baningi kakhulu. Baphikisana nomuntu oyedwa be 100 kulo kuthi bebambane izinto zonke ziyaphumelela lokho esikhala mchokocho. Asazi kuze kufike nini.
Hayi,
so mnethemba kukhuthaza ukuthi bebambane.
Eh, hayi siyakuzwa silethemba labo balalela.
Eh, because yasela ukuthi uvotele balo munye abuya lokwakhe umuye be lokwakhe. Hayi, lami ngafuna nje so uvusa iparty yami yakwansi ukuyivusa futhi.
Hey.
Eh.
Hayi kunzima. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nkala.
Yasongile.
Mr. Wendell, the last caller there says there's just too many parties.
Yeah, it's kwadi ma patwa ma ezvamatongero nyuka aka just kuti wandise kana totalisa kuwanda kwatakaita munyika. Vamavhinga muripo?
Hongu ndiripo.
Ndinomwe mvunzo wandinoda kunzwisisa. Tiri kutarisira kuti kuda zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka mangwana. Kana zvikasafamba nenzira inodikanwa navanhu, pane appeal here apa?
Pano tibetse kuti paitike appeal zvinenge zvoreva, zvinenge zvava zvekuti kana zvaramba pamutemo kune kwava kutokumbira vatungamiri nekuti mutemo unogadzwa nematare ebare reparamendi. Kureva kuti vatungamiri vezvematongerwo enyika kana vakauya pamwe chete zvichidawo mushure mesarudzo vanogona kutaurika navo kuti paonekwe kunzi hapangaitwi here kunzi mutemo iwoyo uvandudzwe nenzira yawo nekuti iko zvino kuenda kumatare kuda kungoti zviitwe nechimbi chimbi tipinde musarudzo tiine kodzero yevari kunze vana vezimbabwe kuti vavhotewo asi zvinogona kuti kana hurumende ichinge yatendera kana kuti vari ezvematongerwo enyika vachinge vatendera vawirirana zvinogona kuitwa kuburikidza nekuvandudzwa kwemitemo kwete nekumatare edzimhosva.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavhinga. But just a quick one in a few seconds because we just about to wrap up. What do you make of these reports that there's a likelihood that Tsvangirai spoke with President Emmerson Mnangagwa about postponing the election? And don't you think, well, the other side, I mean, let's look at the other side, the positive side. If this is not a positive move, because there's a likelihood that all these things will be put into place if the voters in the diaspora are said to be voting and so forth. What do you make of that?
I think it would not be a wise move because it would be a greater violation of the rights of all Zimbabweans because the constitution clearly provides for elections to be held by August 22, 2018. And for the government that is there, it is a huge challenge of a deficit in legitimacy which can only be resolved through a credible, peaceful, free and fair election. So to recover, for Zimbabwe to be on the step to recover and re-engage the international community, they need free and fair elections.
Wow.
So it would really be a disservice to everyone if there is a postponement of election. What is important is for the government to prioritize and put resources to ensure elections are done properly.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavhinga. We are out of time. That was Mr. Dewa Mavhinga, human rights lawyer. We also had Mr. Arnold Ndavuko, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, and of course our callers who managed to get through, and those who did not, better luck next time. The name is Chris Gande, and good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Tanonoka Wande. We'll see you again next time.